You've done a great job of playing classic songs by people I have no idea who, though.
You don't recognize Vince Gill picking that, huh?
That's Vince.
That's Vince Gill.
No, I didn't. Yeah. And I didn't notice any of the other recognize any of the other voices from the other songs or versions.
Stumping Roman.
I can pick out Waylon's guitar. I don't know Vince that well. Let's get to James, who called in and wants to talk about stucco. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a block wall that's covered with stucco, and I try to maintain it pretty well. The problem is it's a shared wall, and the outside person does not maintain that wall properly. Is that causing my wall to break down sooner than it should, I imagine?
You know what? I'm jumping to conclusions here, but their sprinklers or their irrigation system has got their side of the wall regularly getting wet. And that's coming through your side no matter what you do to keep it looking good. Am I close?
Yes and no. That used to be the case, but we've taken and put some rock 2.5 feet out from the block wall.
Great.
So there's two different walls. So one does not get regular sprinkling anymore, but the other wall, the person has just let it deteriorate to the fact where it's actually degrading some of the block.
Yeah, and it can. There are several different options before it gets so bad that it's got to be replaced. Keeping the moisture off of it and your rock garden is going to do more for it than anything. So that was a great move. Romy and Mesa, Blue Star Masonry, Marvell Masonry, I would have you take pictures of what you're dealing with into Marvell Masonry. And they've got about 5 or 6 different products that could slow the degradation down. There's a manufacturer by the name of Okon, OKON, and they've got several masonry sealer stabilizer products available. Get your picture, get into Marvell Masonry, and they'll actually talk you through how much you need, how you need to apply it, and how often you need to maintain it.
And they've got 2 on Arizona Avenue, 1 north of the 60, 1 south of the 202. They used to be open on Saturdays. It says right now they don't open till Monday, so I don't know if they've closed on Saturdays or if it's holiday hours or something, but I'll make a note to follow up with that during the week. That was one of the things I loved about them. They were always open till noon on Saturdays, so you could get all your supplies put together to start
for that weekend, for that weekend afternoon project.
Right, or like if you're trying to get stuff ready for your job, so come Monday, you're not busy getting supplies. You're ready to start the job all on hand. But
we've talked our way through the most popular questions we've been asked all year and the most common remodeling projects we're being asked to do. Let me close this hour by just mentioning something. We had some of our staff meet a Rosie certified remodeler in the East Valley. Hockley. And Mr. Hockley asked my staff, could you tell Rosie to mention on air that we need bigger deposits to start jobs now? For a couple reasons. One, if you sign a contract with a remodeling company right now, chances are they aren't going to be able to start right away. So we're going to need a deposit sufficient to hold your start date that may be 3 or 4 months out. Well, we'd like to order some of those products now to get them on hand rather than wait till we start tearing you apart to order them then. So don't be too surprised if good Rosie certified remodeling contractors are asking you for a little bit larger deposits now for the sake of keeping your job on schedule once the job gets started. And I can tell you right now, at our little remodeling company, if we signed a contract with you today, the earliest we'd be able to start that job is about the end of June or early July. So it's busy. Be careful with whom you decide to do business with. be very, very careful. When we get back, 10 o'clock hour, we actually have Mr. John Junker coming in talking a little bit about St. Vincent de Paul, as well as other questions about your house and home.